Same bill, different session? That was the question for Sarasota Representative Greg Stube ahead of Wednesday's House Criminal Justice Subcommittee hearing. Again this year, he's partnering with Senator Greg Evers of Baker in an effort to allow guns on university campuses. And again, the NRA, Florida Carry, and a handful of student organizations are joining them. But even if the text of the bill is identical, the tactics and tone this time seem different.
To put this in perspective, I don't think this is really a big deal issue, partly because campuses are pretty safe places already. They're not totally safe, but they're pretty safe. Which means
this is Gary Kleck, a criminologist at Florida State University. He's not without critics, but he's a favorite among gun rights advocates because his work suggests concealed firearms don't negatively impact public safety. Last regular session, lawmakers and advocates argued guns are needed at Florida's universities because of how dangerous the campuses are. Here's Evers and Stube speaking in a Senate hearing earlier this year. Evers speaks first.
Can you see this?
I have actually seen that. Is that for Florida State campus or is that for?
Yeah, this is for Florida State campus. And within the close proximity of walking, there's 130 sexual offenders or predators that lives around our campus. If I had an 18-year-old daughter, I would want her to have a concealed carry.
But even if Evers and Stube aren't pushing hard on the danger of sexual assault this time, that's what motivates Shayna Lopez-Rivas.
My name is Shayna Lopez-Rivas. I'm a Hispanic student at Florida State University, and I support campus carry. I'm also a two-time rape survivor.
And she goes on to say,
campus is safe, but you're not standing in my shoes. I've resolved to never be a victim again, and I would feel safer carrying my gun, and if I were allowed to carry on campus, I would not have been attacked that night in November.
Caitlin Hamby disagrees. She's a Florida State student as well, and she says gun violence followed her through middle and high school.
Allowing students to carry on campus only increases the probability that I will again have to run and hide from an active shooter. And please do not be fooled by the messaging saying that guns will protect women from being raped. This message is flawed, and it does not speak for me. I will speak for myself. These bills will be arming the perpetrators, but it won't be arming me because I am under 21.
Again this year, school administrators are lining up against the measure. Jim Murdaugh of Tallahassee Community College spoke against the bill on behalf of Florida's 28 public colleges. The bill passed its first two committees Wednesday, but that's par for the course. In the last legislative session, the bill flew through committees in both chambers before dying with little explanation in the Senate. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.